Next patient is Tommy Morris. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y. T as in Thomas. T-O-M-M-Y, M as in Mary. Tommy Morris, date of birth 11/2/1966. Date of visit is 3/3/25. Please make a copy for Dr. Riza Lina Luterio, R-I-Z-A-L-I-N-A, Riza Lina Luterio, L-E-U-T-E-R-I-O. Next, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Riza Lina, thank you for sending Tommy Morris for evaluation. Next, yes, President Ellis, this is a... this is a 58-year-old male who has a past history of COPD as well as a history of emphysema, has been on home oxygen at 3 to 4 liters nasal cannula for over 3 years period. The patient is short of breath with minimal activity. He has some leg swelling, denies chest pains, and he has had recurrent exacerbations of bronchitis. His most recent can you also mention the patient had a polysomnographic study done on 9/12/24 and was advised to use a BiPAP setup, but never had it in his house, but has been using oxygen continuously at 3 to 4 liters. He has a cough, brings up clear mucus, denies any chest pains or hemoptysis, and he does have some leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history includes history for lumbar laminectomy for disc disease. He also has a history for severe emphysema and chronic bronchitis, history of depression and anxiety, history for hypertension, and that's it. Next paragraph, habits the patient. Smoked 2 packs per day for over 40 years. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history of the patient's father died of COPD. Mother also has a history of COPD, but is alive. And next paragraph, system review of the patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has he has bleeding gums and bruising. His joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and denies memory loss or blackouts. He has no skin rash, no itching. He has no weight loss but has fatigue. No cataracts and glaucoma. And denies hoarseness and nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency but had some blood in the urine. And he has no jaw pain, chest pains, or palpitations. And he does have depression. Now, if medalists included the nebulized donut solution, QID, Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Terazosin, 2 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, HCT, 20-25 milligrams daily. And the Zithromax, 500 milligrams every other day. As well as prednisone, 10 milligrams once daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly, I'm sorry, this is a middle-aged, moderately obese male whose alert face was plethoric, his mild perfidema, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 86. Respirations 22. Tension 97.5. Weight is 270. Saturation 95. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is mild, throat is clear, nasal because injected ear has no inflammation. Next, supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas palatally and no crackles. Heart is irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremity is 1 plus edema with decreased pulses. Mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross, more left. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1, COPD with emphysema, chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is history of depression. And next paragraph, plan patient. Number 4 is obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan patient. Can you mention number 5 is bilateral lung nodules? Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the albuterol and ipratropium labs, TID and PRN. Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered and copy of his sleep study was requested. And patient may need a CPAP titration study before getting any further CPAP equipment at home. And the patient will come back for a follow-up approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Rizalina Luterio, L-E-U-T-E-R-I-O, M-D. Rizalina Luterio, M-D. Start this, Susan.